Today we're going to be thinking about the wonderful activity of angels. We know of a lady who was travelling home to Britain on a plane, and in the middle of the flight, the aircraft encountered a bad storm, causing it to lurch violently with people experiencing a lot of turbulence. Some of the passengers started to panic and some were screaming. But this lady was a Christian, and she prayed that Jesus would protect the plane and put his arms around it. She glanced out of the window into the blackness of the night, and to her amazement, she saw a robed figure outside, surrounded by fire with his arms slightly outstretched. Well, she thought she must be having a vision or a dream, but she decided on the spur of the moment to take a picture of it, to try and capture what she was seeing. Not that she was really expecting anything to come out. But when she eventually had the film developed, the incredible scene was clear to see, and the person developing the picture was so amazed by the sight, he became a Christian. Now, a friend of mine who had a copy of this photo made a painting of it for me that was tactile, so I'd be able to feel it. And we've got it in our home today. And if you read Tracy's devotional on mbm-ministries.org, that's for the 22nd of April, or go to our MBM Trust webpage, you'll see the picture and her devotional there. The question is, how unusual is this kind of supernatural intervention? Well, I believe they happen all the time, and that we're surrounded by angels, whom the Bible says in Psalm 91 verse 11, "For he will give his angels special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways." Accompany, defend and preserve you in all your ways. Psalm 34 verse 7, we're reminded that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who revere him. Think about Elisha's servant, a young man who was greatly alarmed when the king of Syria came to capture Elisha and sent a huge army to surround their house because Elisha was acting like a spy for the king of Israel. Well, the servant was so alarmed, what should they do? 2 Kings 6:16 says this, "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are far more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Well, the angelic armies had not just arrived. They were there already, but totally unseen by Elisha's servant. But as God opened his eyes, he realized the wonder of God's mighty protection around them both. When Jesus had to face his most difficult times, again we see angels. After he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, and again when he was in the garden contemplating the cross, where he was under such stress, his body was producing sweat like drops of blood. We are told angels came to strengthen him, to help him. How wonderful that they are God's servants sent to help us too. We can't pray to them, but we can ask God to send them when we know we're in difficulty. Well, when I go out travelling, you know, me being a blind person, my friend says that the angels are on red alert looking after me. Because their job is to protect and accompany us through life. I was amazed seeing how many references there are to angel activity in the Bible. You have a look yourself. We heard once of a group of missionaries. They were travelling by boat somewhere and a little child fell overboard. 1 minute she was gone, but the next minute she appeared back on the boat to everyone's amazement. They asked her what had happened and she said a man in white picked her up and put her back in the boat. She was completely unperturbed. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that your angels are so active today, working often in unseen ways on our behalf. Thank you for your constant protection, care, and help. Amen.
Turning night to day, you bring real hope, take despair away. You are my help, bringing strength for my weakness. You are my shield, the greatest shield of all, upholding me so I do not fall. Surrounding me with your mighty protection. Oh, lover of my soul, the one who makes me whole, how I lean on you. You have made me love will never end. You affirm me as you whisper words of love into my heart. Trusting your word, I find your peace. Resting in you, worries start to cease. You're watching over each part of my life, Lord. As I believe you lift my fear, when heartaches come, you're so very near. When I feel crushed, you are there to comfort. Oh, lover of my soul, the one who makes me whole, how I lean on you. You have made me whisper.